All right, so, we've been looking at all these challenges that coastlines are facing, right? And today we're diving into this really interesting solution called reef and sand. And it combines these like artificial reefs with strategic sand management. And it's all about protecting our coasts from erosion and sea level rise. And maybe even creating some really good surfing along the way.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's about time too, right? We've been battling coastal erosion for, I mean, it feels like forever, but reef and sand is this fresh perspective. You know, instead of fighting nature, we're working with it.
So it's like giving Mother Nature a little helping hand.
Exactly. We're using what we know about how the coast works, and we're trying to design these solutions that work with it.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And it seems like this would be a perfect fit for a place like Pacifico in California, which hasn't been hit hard by all of this.
Pacific is a great example of a community that's dealing with these problems. You know, they've got those dramatic cliffs that are just eroding away. And those storms in January and December of 2023 really showed how vulnerable they are.
Yeah, they cause a lot of damage.
A lot of damage.
It seems like these kinds of extreme weather events are happening more and more.
All the time. And that's why we need to find good solutions.
For sure.
Pacific has actually been looking at this multi-purpose reef idea for a while now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they've got like at least three reports on it.
So they're really serious about it.
Yeah.
What are some of the key ideas from the reports?
Well, one of the most interesting things is this idea of making like artificial headlands. So you know how there are naturally stable beaches, like Moree Point in Pacifica? They're trying to make more beaches like that, but putting these reefs in the right spots.
So they'd be creating like a natural barrier.
Exactly like a buffer zone. The reefs would break up the wave energy offshore and protect the coast.
Okay, that makes sense. And I've heard that these reefs can have some cool side effects, like improving surfing.
Absolutely. Some of the designs are actually mimicking popular surf breaks.
Wow.
So, yeah, it could be amazing for surfing.
I bet the surfers are pretty excited about that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But it's not just about the waves, right?
No, not at all.
These reefs can also help marine life.
They can create whole new habitats for all kinds of creatures. It's a win-win.
It sounds amazing, but I'm guessing there are some challenges too.
Oh, of
Like,
course.
how do you actually build these things, and where do you get the sand?
Those are great questions. Let's get into the details of how these reefs are built. There's actually a couple of different ways to do it.
So we're talking about building these reefs underwater. It can't be as easy as just dumping some rocks down there,
Well,
right?
it's definitely not that simple. Think of it more like building a skyscraper.
Oh,
But
God.
underwater, yeah, it takes a lot of planning and special equipment, and you really got to know the ocean.
Right, I'm all ears. What are some of the techniques?
Well, one way is to use these big sand-filled bags.
Sand-filled bags.
Yeah, like giant sacks made of this tough material, and they're filled with sand.
Oh, so it's like a giant underwater sandcastle.
Kind of, but these bags have to be super strong.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, they got to handle the waves and the salt water and everything.
Right. Is that how they built that reef in Australia? The Naranek Reef? I read about that.
Yep, you got it. That's a
Yeah.
great example. They used hundreds of those bags there.
And it worked.
Yeah, it's been really successful.
Yeah.
The beach is wider and the surfing is better.
That's good to hear. But I guess sand-filled bags aren't always the best option.
Right. Sometimes they use quarry stone instead.
Quarry stone.
Yeah, they dig up these big rocks and bring them to the site.
Wow, that seems like a huge project.
It is. They need these special barges and cranes to move those rocks around.
And I bet that's more expensive than using the bags, right?
Yeah, quarry stone is definitely pricier, but it's also a lot more durable.
Oh, okay.
Especially in places with big waves, the quarry stone can handle it better.
So it's a trade-off.
Yeah, exactly. You got to pick the right method depending on the location and the budget.
Makes sense. And you also have to think about the environmental impact.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You don't want to damage the environment while you're building these reefs.
Right. Speaking of the environment, we can't forget about the fish and all the other creatures down there.
Absolutely. It's really important to make sure these reefs are good for the ecosystem.
So what kind of things do they need to consider?
Well, the materials they use are really important. Some materials can be harmful to marine life.
Oh, I see.
And you got to put the reef in the right place, too. You don't want to disrupt any important habitats.
Right. It's got to be a good neighbor.
Exactly. And they also need to keep an eye on things after the reef is built. Make sure it's doing okay.
So ongoing monitoring is important too.
Yeah, the ocean is always changing, so you got to be able to adapt.
It sounds like these projects need a lot of different experts working together.
Yeah, for sure. You need engineers and biologists and environmental scientists. It's a team effort.
Okay, so we've talked about the design and the construction and the environment, but these things got to cost a lot of money.
They do. Who pays for all of this?
Yeah, good question.
Well, it usually comes from a combination of sources. Federal money, state money, local money.
I bet it's tough to get that funding.
Oh, yeah. It's very competitive.
So how do communities convince the people with the money that this is a good idea?
Well, they got to make a strong argument for the economic benefits.
Right. Like all that money that beach tourism brings in.
Exactly. Healthy beaches are good for the economy.
Yeah. And it's not just about tourism either, right?
Nope. Protecting coastal properties from erosion saves money, too.
And creating jobs.
Yeah, construction jobs, engineering jobs, all kinds of jobs.
So there's a lot of reasons to invest in reef and sand.
Definitely. It's good for the environment, and it's good for the economy.
Okay, so a lot to consider when it comes to funding.
Mm-hmm. The costs, the maintenance, the benefits.
Right. And we haven't even talked about the actual construction process itself.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing how they get it done.
Well, I'm definitely curious. Let's dive into those details next. Okay, so let's talk about the actual construction process.
Yeah.
You mentioned it was pretty fascinating.
It is.
What makes building these reefs underwater so challenging?
Well, you've got the obvious things, right? The water's always moving. The weather can change in an instant. And you can't see very far.
Right. It's not like building on land.
Nope. It's a whole different ballgame.
I bet. So you need spatial tools and techniques.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Like what? Well, for those sand-filled bags, for example.
Yeah.
They use these barges with cranes on them.
Okay.
And they have GPS systems to make sure they put the bags in exactly the right spot.
GPS underwater.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Wow. That's amazing.
And for the quarry stone reefs, it's even more complex. They use these huge cranes mounted on barges. Sometimes they even have these dynamic positioning systems.
What are those?
They help keep the barges steady in the waves.
Oh, wow.
While they're lowering the rocks into place.
That sounds intense.
It is. And then, of course, there are divers down there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Making sure everything is built correctly.
I bet they have some wild stories.
I'm sure they do.
But even with all that, these reefs are still exposed to the elements.
Right.
How do they make sure they can handle it?
Well, durability is super important.
Yeah.
You got to pick the right materials and design the reef the right way.
Right. Like we talked about using the right kind of sand.
Exactly. The coarse stuff.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't erode as easily.
And for the quarry stone?
They use rocks that can handle the waves and the salt water.
Right.
And they design the shape of the reef to help break up the wave energy.
So it's like they're working with the ocean.
Exactly.
Not against it.
Exactly.
That's really cool. And I guess even with all that, they still need to do regular inspections and maintenance?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You can't just build it and forget about it.
Right. It's like anything else.
Yeah, you got to keep an eye on things and make repairs if necessary.
So it's a big commitment.
It is.
Yeah.
But the benefits are worth it.
Yeah, it's amazing what they're doing. Protecting our coastlines, creating new habitats for marine life, even improving surfing.
It's a great example of how we can use nature to solve problems.
Right. And it makes you wonder what else is possible.
Yeah. What other ways can we work with nature to create a better future?
That's a great question for our listeners to think about.
Yeah.
Well, this has been an awesome deep dive into reef and sand.
Yeah, it has.
Thanks for sharing your expertise.
My pleasure.
And for you listening, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.